Thanks for tuning in to WYSO on WYSO.org and NPR One. I'm Lewis Wallace. Libraries have always had books, but these days they provide more services than just literature. Community Voices producer Steve McQueen met a young library enthusiast who uses the library for art. Here's today's Culture Couch.
Here's how Taylor Cordick stumbled across the art collection at the Yellow Springs Library.
Ever since I got a library card, used the back entrance, and the paintings are sort of located in like this back hallway. And I was walking around and I saw these paintings on the wall, but like just in this one area. And so I asked the librarian, like, what's up with those paintings over there? Like, do I check those out? And I was sort of joking, and they were like, oh, yeah, you can check them out, like without skipping a beat.
Taylor Cordick is a senior at Cedarville University. He's 23. When he discovered that he could check out the art at the library,
I thought I should decorate the walls. And then it sort of grew into, I'm going to decorate all the walls.
Taylor loves the library. You are allowed to take out 75 items at one time. Taylor has 80. When you walk into his place in Yellow Springs, you will find 45 or so books stacked on his coffee table about a foot high, along with 20 or so DVDs under his TV. And of course, on just about every available wall, there is an amazingly diverse gallery of artwork.
Well, I got 10 right now. There's an 11th spot in my walk-in closet that's empty right now. I'd say probably about 50. Given like the 10 or 11 spots, probably roughly 50 paintings I've had in my apartment, which is cool.
He has a Romare Bearden in his living room and a Diego Rivera over his bed.
Titled Dance at Tehuantepec, which I will say the titles are not always accurate. I had Girl with a Pearl Earring. It was titled in the library database, Girl with a Turban.
The Yellow Springs Library has offered the circulating art collection to its cardholders since 1978. The collection is titled after local artist Corky Schiff. But this type of service is actually not unusual. Michelle Francis with the Ohio Library Council explains the new roles of libraries.
Their primary role and historical role has been to provide books. There are so many things today that they do for people and the things that they have for people that are beyond the books.
She says communities kept requesting new alternative services for libraries, like seed libraries or art borrowing. And once they started doing it, libraries got more cardholders and could ask the state for more money to support them. She says libraries all across the state not only have art collections, but some loan out voltage meters to check wires or appliances, while others have recording studios.
One of our libraries in Northeast Ohio has an amazing cake pan collection. If, you know, you're getting ready to have your child's birthday party and you want to make them a SpongeBob cake or Dora the Explorer cake and you don't want to have to go out and buy the cake pan, you can borrow it from the library.
In our area, at least Yellow Springs and Springfield have these art collections, but they aren't always even advertised. You just have to check your local library. I spoke with Connie Collette, the head librarian at the Yellow Springs Library. She makes sure to mention a special feature when you check out art here.
Oh, I was going to mention that when you check one of these out, you don't just carry it out of here like it is. We have custom-made carrying bags for each item that volunteers have made for us. So they're nice padded cloth bags to protect it while you're putting it in and out of your car.
We haven't even talked about the bags. The bags are amazing. I don't know how we didn't mention that yet. The bags are super dope. Apparently there are volunteers that crochet, so I don't know how to make a bag, but they make these bags. A lot of them have really cool designs on them. I keep them in my closet, but I keep telling people, like, I need to start bringing things around in these bags. These bags are awesome. I would pay for the bags as much as I would pay for the paintings. I'd like to use this platform to say I would love to make a bag for the paintings at the library because they are amazing.
For Culture Couch, this is Community Voices producer Steve McQueen.
Come on inside. We've got everything you need. There's plenty to do, or you can just sit and read.
Culture Couch is our series on arts and creativity in the Miami Valley. See more at WYSO.org.
Fly to the moon, explore the ocean floor.
Find out which one's a tiller and which one is the art.
Here's Charlie and the Chocolate.